This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Fall semester final exams here at Ball State concluded a week ago. The grading deadline was 2 days ago, and the university is now closed for a long winter's nap until offices reopen on Monday, January 3rd. It's a time for rest and reflection. Ball State President Jeff Mearns returns for a Ball State update here on this day before Christmas. President Mearns, welcome back.
It's good to be with you, Stan. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's start with a roundup of pandemic information, if we may. How did Ball State finish the year in regard to numbers of active coronavirus cases with students, staff, and faculty, and vaccination rates in those groups?
So as of the last day of classes and exams, as you said, as of December 17th, last Friday, we had 34 students who were presumed at that time active with the virus and 7 employees. That's a decrease from, we reached a peak maybe the last week of November, first week of December. And so we stopped the dashboard as of December 17th for the fall semester. And then on January 3rd, as you say, when the offices reopen on January 3rd, we'll resume a dashboard for the spring semester. We presently, in terms of vaccination data, with respect to full-time faculty and administrative personnel, we have approximately 90% of them who are fully vaccinated. More than 80% of our full-time staff are. The only category that lags is our service personnel, and that's, I believe, only around 50%, maybe not even quite 50%, and that's an area that does concern me, as I've shared with you on other occasions. But nearly 80% of our students who are living in a residence hall are fully vaccinated as of the end of classes.
Well, with the Omicron variant dominating the country now, with cases surging here and nearly everywhere else, what will the thresholds be for Ball State if we have to pivot to remote learning when classes resume on January 10th?
So the provost, several days ago, the provost sent a message to all faculty advising them to prepare for the possibility of remote instruction during the first week or two of classes. We've not yet made that decision, but of course wanted our faculty to be prepared if we're required to make that shift. We're going to continue to monitor the conditions. And as you know, those conditions are changing rapidly. But so we wanted to give our faculty a little bit of an early notice if we have to pivot, because we know they would appreciate the benefit of that early notice. We might make a decision next week. But as you know, Stan, one of the lessons we've all learned is that we must continue to be flexible, nimble, and responsive. So we're going to continue to consult with the public health experts as we have throughout the pandemic, and we will use their guidance to inform our decision. So I don't know precisely when and what factors we'll look at, but we will depend heavily on that public health expertise.
Well, let's switch to some happier non-pandemic news right now, if we may. Ball State sports fans are hoping that Santa Claus and the football Cardinals will bring home another bowl victory on Christmas Day this year in Montgomery, Alabama. The Cards face Georgia State in the Camellia Bowl. That'll be at 2:30 p.m., and you can see it on ESPN. That's the only college football game on television that day, Saturday. Along with the bowl game, what else do we have in terms of activities that people can enjoy through the university or at the university, either in person or virtually?
So I'm looking forward, like you, to watching our football team play in the Camellia Bowl on Christmas Day. We are an underdog, but I think our team really relishes that underdog status. Women's basketball is off to a very good start. They'll begin their conference season against Western Michigan on Wednesday, the 29th of December at Worthen Arena. They're 7-3, and as I say, off to a good start. Our men's basketball team has played a bit uneven through the non-conference schedule. Their record is 5-6. Their first conference game is on Tuesday, December 28th. That's an away game against Northern Illinois. So I'm hopeful that with the activation of Luke Brown, an outstanding Indiana high school basketball player, then maybe he will make a positive contribution and will continue some success in men's basketball as well.
Indeed. Well, we have 2 minutes left here, and in that time, I'd like to get an observation from you, if I might. Christmas is always a time of vivid memories, most of which are happy and positive. What moment stands out for you the most from Christmas's past?
Well, boy, that's a tough question. So, as you suggested, I've got many fond memories of Christmas. As you may know, I'm one of nine children. And Jennifer and I, we've been blessed with five children of our own, and she comes from a large family. So our homes over the holidays have always been filled with, you know, lots of people, lots of food, lots of activity, and lots of presents. But one special memory I have is my mother, you know, raising those nine children and getting gifts with some help from Santa, getting gifts for all of those nine children. One year she made down coats or vests for each one of us, for all nine children.
Goodness.
It really was just, yeah, it's, you know, she was a wonderful, loving mother and grandmother. And over this holiday season in particular, we especially miss her this time of year because she really was the hallmark of an extraordinarily positive and joyful holiday season. So as I say, I have many fond memories, but that memory is a testament to the extent of her commitment to her children. A lot of love in our house.
It sure sounds like it. And how she hid those coats and vests and so forth is a miracle in itself.
Indeed it is.
Well, President Jeff Burns, thanks very much for being with us today on this Christmas Eve, and happy holidays to you and yours.
You too, Stan. Be well, be safe, and get some rest before we start back up in just a couple weeks.
You betcha. All right, and you as well.
Thank you.
For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.